finished learning the Masechta, he went to make a thing for them. What type of thing? Mamish made a yomtiv, the Rabbonim. Shrashi Avinu yomtiv, the Rabbonim. Le Talmidim Rosh Yeshiva Hoyu. He was the Rosh Yeshiva, and he made the scene for the Talmidim. Omar Rova, tastily, and this is the Makor to make a scene. When you finish a Masechta, it's a big mitzvah, a big simcha, should make a scene, make a Suda. Omar Rova, tastily, the Chiyosa Tzurma Rabbonim Le Kamoy Ledino. When a Tzurim Rabbonim, the young Talmud Chochem, comes to me, and he was a dying, and he asked me a Shailom, Loi Mazigna Reisha Vesadjo, no, it's Rava saying, I never put my head down. No, I didn't go to sleep that night. Kamad Loi Mafichna Veschusai, unless I could find the Schus for Talmud Chochem. And since he loved him so much, he worked very hard to make sure he'll find the Schus that should be Zoichi Badin. Rashi Chiyosa Tzurim Rabbonim, Shechibas Talmud Chochem Olai, he loved him so much. Shlemiziga, from she'ainim maniach reishi al akar, he didn't put his head on the pillow. Kamad le mafich nle beschusay, ad she'era im yesh bedvorav leschusay. If I could find something to make a schus for them. Omamar ba Ravashi, pasil nali lutzuma rabon ladina. He said a bigger din. Ma Ravashi said he's posel to paskin the shaila for tzum rabon for talmud chacham. Why? My time up. The chovav alike a gufay, because I love them like my own heart, like me myself. A person can't dance from himself. So I love the Talmud Chochem like myself. He said he's possum to pass me for Talmud Chochem. Vaita Rebbe Chanino Me'atif V'koi Yapanya D'mali Shabbata. On Erev Shabbos, by Kabbalah Shabbos, used him atif, means put a nice jacket on, his bech, whatever, nice coat. And Omar, he said, Bo, let me go out V'neitzelik V'Shabbos Amalka. I want to go out and greet and meet Shabbos Amalka. That's what he said, L'chodoy, L'chodoydi. Rabbi Yannai Lovish Mani Mali Shabbat. He also put on a mani, nice clothing, Erev Shabbos. The Yoma Boyikala Boyikala. Rabba Barafunik Loyleve Rabba. He went to visit Rabba Barav Nachman. Krivale Tlosi Suyatochi. He went to visit him on Shabbos. He didn't know he was coming. And he went to him, he brought out to them three nice cakes, beautiful portions. So Drashi. A boy he calls Rashi Yochi Korole Leshavisa Shabbos. Since they love Shabbos, they call the Shabbos like Boyikala. Yitchiz Rashi Rikikin Tochin Pinein Beshumin Al Yoy Beshemin. Nice cookies with fat on top of them. Gishmakadish. He put out of them three cookies. Omele Mehevi Yadisa and Yastino. Did you know when to come to visit you? Like how come you had disappeared? Omrulei Miyadifolon Minoi. Are you better than Kovet Shabbos? I said, I had this Lekovet Shabbos. Lekovet Shabbos, they always have good food in my house. So, punk, you come, I'll serve it to you also. But I didn't make it special. For you, I made a special Kovet Shabbos. It's Kovet Shabbos, they had a special cake in the house. Joshim Yadifu Laminoi, Klumate Choshev Lonum in Ashabis? Are you more Choshev than the Helik Shabbos? The Kovet Shabbos, Ichnus, Vloy Heyinu Yodim Shetovoi. I brought these special cakes, the Kovet Shabbos, and now that you're here, I'll let you have it also. Reb Abba Zovin Betleisa Astiri Pshite Bishra. Rav Avin bought meat for Shabbos. He spent 13. Abba Zovin Betleisa Asisa Pshita Bishra Mitleisa Tavchin. He bought 13 like dollars of worth of meat from 13 butcher stores. Omashim lo atinura the dosham, and he paid somewhere. He paid them up at the door. As soon as he bought the meat, he paid them up right away. The Yomalo Osher Haya Osher Haya. Machshnel Machshnel. As he went to buy the meat Friday morning, they told him, like, make it fast, make it fast. I have to take the meat home ready to cover Shabbos, like, get going. It's Rashi. Istiris loyim, istiri pshitis loyim medina. Vein echod miches besela tsuri. Vainu chat din. Kids will sound with a lot of a big sum of money. Omashim leyatznu the dosha lefnei boyim loviim loyaboser hoyim ezam lemoisayim. Before they even brought the meat, he would have the money ready. Al pischeim v'yom lem osher haya min his ashrud make it fast v'schas gumayim grum nasayim work fast today lemar v'lasav limchul asasek v'tzorcha Shabbos. Now, make things fast. It's Friday today. You got to get going to cover Shabbos. Right. Rabbi Avua heve Yosef atakta b'shino. Rabbi used to sit on a marble chair, or Moshev Nura, he would like fan the fire. As with the fire, the time they roasting the chicken, making the barbecue, he would sit there and blow the fan the fire to make sure it cooked good, the food. Rashi attack the shina of pashtido shel shein made out of like marble. She choshev hoyev osher. Is it osher or the choshev chair? Or moishev nura neifich misham nura lechaver haShabbos. He would blow the fire there to make it burn good. Rav Onan lovish gunda. Rav Avish used to put on clothing. Rashi klishocha used to wear black clothing on Friday. Not such nice clothing. Rashi lodia to tell everybody that Friday is Shayim Einu Kedai Lesani Bechshivas. Friday is not a day to dress up nicely. Why? Milasasek beTavshilin Shabbos Vlo Yitane beGodle beBishula Kederus. Because Friday is a work day. Friday is a day you have to start cooking and prepare for Shabbos and work hard. If you wear your nice clothing, you're going to get them dirty. So Friday is a day to wear the black clothing. So you can work hard on Friday. The Godim Shabishu Ben Greyla Rabbi. The clothing you use when you're cooking the food for your Rebbe, Al Yimzig Ben Kois the Rabbi. You shouldn't wear the same clothing when you give him to drink it. There also, you're pairing on Friday to cover Shabbos, you should wear your black clothing, and on Shabbos, wear your nice clothing. Trust the Tanah Rebbe Shmuel, the Bishol Kedera Metana for Godim. It makes you dirty, so don't wear your dirty clothing for Friday. Rav Safra Machrech Resha. Rav Safra used to take the head of the chicken or the behemoth and machrech like burn, scorch the head. Trashi machrech reisha him hoya sham reish pei malacharech mechot kubatzmi. This is all riyas at tanoim the amroyim did things themselves to cover Shabbos. Now it's Friday, you shouldn't act like ich bin achosh of a mensch. Let the maid do everything. You're supposed to do something to cover Shabbos also. And these amroyim mamish work to cover Shabbos. So he scorched the head of the behemoth. Rava Molech Shibuta. Rava used to salt the fish to cover Shabbos. Ravuna Madlik Shargi. He would light the fire. Rav Papa Godup Silta. He would make the wicks for Shabbos. Rav Chizde Porim Silka. He would slice the vegetables for Shabbos. Shrashi Porim Loshim Prumim Mechatech. Rabba Rav Yosef Metzachli Tzivi. Collect the small twigs to make a fire for Shabbos. Rav Zera Metzoset Susi. Rashi made this or be eight some dakim. He would light the fire to small pieces of wood. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok mekate v'ayil. He would put things, put packages on his shoulders. Mekate v'nof to take it off his shoulders. The kids say he used to do work on Friday. He used to help the cover Shabbos. Rashi mekate v'ayil mekate v'nof. There is Shabbos yoytze v'nichzus lovi tomid. Masoyes kli tashmish. Or Vigdei Choyfish, or Megodim Ka'odim Shemakabalus Rabbi Bebeisoin. You used to work hard every Friday, as if you're having a tremendous guest, your Rebbe's coming to your house, you prepare and bring all the nice silver in, and nice clothing in, and the nice furniture. You used to work every Friday for that. Omar Aloy Shuchoshev Olov, Vichor Lechvoidoi, Litroyach Leharbis Beshviloi. That's why everybody should feel on every Shabbos. You have to know you're having a big guest, Shabbos is coming, work on Shabbos Friday to prepare for Shabbos. Omri said, Ilu makloyim li rabami ravasi. If rabami ravasi would come to visit me, miloy mechasvino the kamayu, wouldn't I work to clean up the house and make things fair for them? So what then on Shabbos also I'm preparing for? Vika the army some said the maestros faker. Rabami ravasi was the one that mechasvi via mechasvinaf used to pick up the packages and put them down. Amri, they would say, Ilu makloy lon, Rabbi Yechanon, if our Rabbi Yechanon would come to visit us, Miloy mechasvin and kamei, wouldn't I come and prepare for them? So I've added now Erev Shabbos, I have to prepare for Shabbos, so they put down and picked up packages. Right, the famous Meisa, Yosef Moikir Shavihevi. Yosef was someone who was Mechabit Shabbos. Moikir is very precious to him, the Shabbos. Ha'ahu Nochri B'Shapuse was a goy in his neighborhood. To have a nefesh nichse, this guy was a big usher, a lot of property. Nechse Setuva, a lot of property. Amrile Kaldoi, he's the Rashi Chuzem Kechovim. The people that look in the stars told him, Kulhu Nichsei Yosef Moike Shavi Yochlu. They told this big rich guy, you should know, all your Nechosim, this Yid, Yosef Moike Shavi, he's needed up. So what did he do? In the guy, Ozo Zavninilu Kulhu Nichsei. He went and sold all of Nechosim. Zavim Bo Magnisa, and he bought a beautiful pearl for that money. O Eiswa Besainin, put it into his hat. Rashi Yosef Bissani also like Koyve made a hat Shalevin v'shavtsu mishpasoisa shelzov v'kovu bar magloisa v'kovu ezu imoyim. Kitzi put this beautiful diamond he had in his hat. Pahadi de ko'ova mavro when he's going over the bridge.
Afreche Zika, a wind came, Shadya B'maya, threw the beautiful hat into the water with the beautiful pearl. Bola Kavra, a fish swallowed up this pearl. Askua, so the fishermen caught this fish. Aisa Apanya D'mayla Shabbata, the fishermen caught it late on Friday. Amri, the fisherman asked around the stud, Man Zovin, Kiyashta, who wants to buy this big fish we have for sale? Omrulu, the people in the city told him, Zilu Amtu Lagabi Yosef Moike Shavi. Go to this Yid, Yosef, he's always Moike Shabbos, he'll zicha buy this beautiful fish for Shabbos. The Rogel, the Zovin, because he's always Rogel and buying beautiful things for Shabbos. Is Amturina Lede brought this big fish to Yosef, Zavne, he bought the fish. Kare, he cut open the fish. Ashkech Bei Magnisa, Rabbi Yosef found the pearl in the fish. Zavne, he sold it. But Leisa Lisa the Dinri did have. He bought three big golden coins for it. Kitsi came a big usher. Poge Bei Yehusaba, a Saba came to him. So Yosef tell you a Novi. A Saba came to Yosef, an old man came to Yosef. Omer, he said, Man the Yaziv Shabbata, whoever lends money to Shabbos, in other words, you spend your money on Shabbos, is Porish Shabbata. Shabbos pays you back. It's b'schus that you, Yosef, went to spend, always bought a nice fish, the covered Shabbos, you're getting paid back now that Shabbos pays you back with this big diamond. Boy Menei Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, Ashirim Shabbat Yisrael, B'mahim Zakoyim. How come the people in Eretz Yisrael are rich? What schus do they have to be rich? Omalei Bishvil Shemaisrin. Because they give off Maiser. They give Maiser. Maiser from the money, Maiser from the Paris, they give Maiser. Shenema the Posik says, Aser Taser. Give off one test of give Maiser. And we dashin Aser Bishvil Shetasaser. If you give off Maiser, you give Stoka, Bishuze, you become rich yourself. The Abishu gives you back the money. Sheva Bovul B'mahein Zakoin. The people in Bovul, why are they zechut to be rich people? Omalei Bishvil Shemachadan Esatoyra. They give cover to the Torah, so the Beschaz there, they also came Ashirim. The Shabashar Arotzeis, Pamayim Zeichen, people other part of the world, why they become rich? It's another schooler. The Mechabit Shabbos, you spend your money on Shabbos, at this Meister you get money back. I once went to Lutki, the city, I was by a Balabas there. They brought in front of him the table Erev Shabbos, Shelzov, a table mamash from gold. Masul shisha sar bnei yodim, and took 16 people to carry it. Veshisha sar shal sholis, shal kesef kvuyis boy. It had 16 chains of silver on it. Ol ka'aros v'koistas katunias espluchas kvuyis boy. Mamas plates and dishes were on it. The all of kol minei maichol, all different type of foods were on this table. V'chol minei magodim, all good stuff. Over summon and smelling, when they put the table down, everything belongs to Hashem. After the eighth suda, I say, Imrim, Hashemayim Lashem, Lashem, Rotzasan of Nayodim. O Marty Lois, I yes, them, Beni, but Mazda Chisla Kach, how are you Zech, there's such a big Chelik Nayla Mazer? O Maloy, Kotzav Hoyis, I was a butcher. O Mikol Behema Shayisi, no, O Marty Zu Tehele Shabbos. Any good behem ahar, I said, this behem is going to be for Shabbos. So he was mechabit Shabbos. So the schus, he was mechabit Shabbos, he got back all this char. Omarti loy ashrecho shezuchiso, o borach hamokim shezitzach lekach. Eloki you, and ho adin ashrach to the Abish, I gave you back this char. Omalei kesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina. The king asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina, Mifnei ma tashul she Shabbos rechenoidim. He said, how come the cholin smells so good on Shabbos? Omalei, he told him, Tavle nechad yesh lanu v'Shabbos shmoy. You know why? We have a special day, Shabbos. Shabbos smells good. Shonu matilu l'toichoy. We put Shabbos into the cholin. For rechenoidim. In other words, the covered Shabbos makes it good. Omaloi tain lonu emenu. The king wants to taste the shon dorsal. Let us taste some Michael of Shabbos. Omaloi doesn't pass. It wouldn't help you. Kol ha-mishamaret ha-shabbos moyaloi. Whoever is a shame Shabbos has the kedusha Shabbos, even makes the food taste good. She'enu mishamaret ha-shabbos enu moyaloi. It won't help you. If you're not a shame Shabbos, it's not going to help you with time of Shabbos. You don't have this extra time of Shabbos. Omaloi resh gulutzel Rav Amnuna. My dichsiv, what does the pasuk say? V'liktosh Hashem mechubad. Omaloi zeh yom kippur. It's also in liktosh, when you cut something that's going on your kippur. Shein boy leyachila v'loishtiya. You don't eat, you don't drink on Yom Kippur. So how are you mechabed Yom Kippur? Or mutayra chab kibdul b'ksois nekiya. you should wear nice clothing on Yom Kippur. That's the way you mechabed Yom Kippur. V'chibaratoy, then the post talks about Shabbos. Well, how will you mechabed Shabbos? Rav Oma lahaktim, you should, we'll soon see, you should eat earlier. How will you mechabed Shabbos? Eat your suda early. We'll soon see what this means. Lahaktim. Shmuel omer liachah, Shmuel says vaker. Eat the suda a little bit later. Omru lei b'nei rapopo bar abal rapopo. The yes the papa shayla. Hagoyin anan. The shrichalon bisu v'charmer kol yoyma. The greatest Americanis that eat a gushmak yisud every single day of the week. They have a nice supper. They have meat and they have basar. They have meat and wine every single night. Obazay v'man nishnis. How is Shabbos going to be different than the whole week? As we eat gushmak every single day of the week. How is Shabbos different? How are you mechabit Shabbos? Make the eating time different. If you usually eat early on Friday night, eat a little bit later. So the pshat is you'll be a little bit more hungry, so you'll enjoy the food much more. So that'll be a chiddush. If the whole week you wait till you're starving, is akdume on Shabbos, eat a little bit early, you won't be starving. So the kids will be mechabit Shabbos, make Shabbos a little bit different than the whole week. Rav Sheshis Bekaita. Rashi learns Rashi was blind. Rashi Sagi Nor Hoya. Vein Roya Eisachila. And he used to give a drosha on Shabbos, and he wanted to make sure it gets finished on time. He shouldn't be married too much to drosha. So the people should go home, they have covered Shabbos. Ugushoyaduras for Shabbos. Moshe Vatamidim Amokim Shetigia Shamachama. He used to let the Talmidim hear the drosha in the sun. In the place where the sun would come, boom, 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock the sun comes to Smokim, and 12 o'clock is the time that the Shia should end. They should go home to eat. So Yibadav can let them sit in a place that when it comes 12 o'clock, they'll have a simen. It's getting too hot, they have to go home. That's how Midim will get up. His Rashesh didn't know when 10 is Joshua. He was afraid to go on the whole day. So he had to make a simen to know when 10 that Talmidim walk themselves and go away. In the summer, he let them sit where the sun is. In the winter, Fakert used to let them sit in the place where the shade was. So Fakert to get too cold, they'll have to leave. The kids, like Rashi says, he wanted them to go home to eat the suda. So he gave a shear. So to know when 10, he'll only say a little bit, not too long. They should go home and eat Rashi Mar. They should go home fast and eat the Suda. It shouldn't be Mar too much Shabbos morning. You're supposed to eat your Suda. Reb Zeiro Mahader Azuze Zuzid Rabbon.